讲一个跟古玩当代的一个江湖悲剧。
Tell a story about the conflict between ancient antiques and modern times.
还有比较有宿命的一个故事。
There's another story with a strong sense of destiny.
发生在2013-14年。
Occurred in 2013-2014.
十几年前。
A few years ago.
当时那个山西，一个山西的一个爆破专业的一个高材生。
He was a graduate student in explosives from Shanxi.
他毕业了之后就被安排到了一个国有企业的一个山西的一个煤矿。
After graduating, he was assigned to a coal mine in Shanxi, a province in China of a state-owned enterprise.
那时候是零几年的时候。
It was the early 2000s.
那时候经常他是爆破专业很精准。
Back then, he was very precise in the field of explosives.
天天在山里面炸山，炸各种，经常会炸出来一些古董瓷器啊。
Every day, I'm in the mountains and blasting. Sometimes, we find some ancient porcelain artifacts.Explanation, the translation accurately conveys the meaning of the original Chinese sentence. It describes a scenario where someone is involved in mining activities blasting in mountainous areas, resulting in the discovery of antique porcelain items. The phrase ancient porcelain artifacts effectively captures the essence of various old porcelains.
碎片钱币啊
Fragments of coins.
高古玉这些。他也没当回事。
He didn't pay much attention to ancient relics and artifacts.
因为这种都是技术难。
Because these are all technically difficult.
当地人也都见怪不怪。
The locals are also used to it.
但他隔不住炸得多，炸久了之后。
But he couldn't stand the excessive frying, especially after it had been fried for a long time.
就隔不住炸得多。
It will be difficult to resist the temptation of eating more.
炸久了之后。
After being fried for a long time.
慢慢就开始都是了解学习。
He gradually began to understand and learn.
再收集一些。
Collect more.
偶尔呢也卖一点。
Sometimes it's a little slow.
当点零花钱。
Earn from pocket money.
但没放在心上。
But I didn't think about the coal.
后来呢到了2010年左右。
Later, around 2010.
当时山西煤矿的这种行业。
At that time, the coal mining industry in Shanxi was like this.
整个就是资源枯竭。
The whole thing is about resource depletion.
也加上政策调整。
And policy adjustments.
其实最核心的原因。
The most fundamental reason.
你听说当时因为他那个煤矿也是国字头的。
I heard that at the time, his mine was also a state-owned enterprise. Hello?
领导之后直接责令就是关停了，整个的所有的工作人员全部遣散。
After the leader's departure, they were directly ordered to shut down and dismiss all staff.
那他这个技术呢，也就没有工作了。
But this technology is no longer in use.
这里就是听他后来口述他自己复述的时候。
Here is the transcription of his later retelling.
只是说当时他之前的老板呢得罪了。
He just said that his former boss had offended someone.
上面的人都被迫关停。
The people above were forced to shut down.
那他们最后决定就为了报复。
So they decided to retaliate.
后来的领导。也是为了自己谋点生路。
Later, the leaders also used their own conflicts to survive.
半夜里面偷偷的又去炸了一次山。
I secretly went to the mountain again at night to blow it up.
那这次炸山炸得很准。
This time, the bombing was very accurate.
因为他们之前经常炸出一些东西。
Because they often exploded something.
那这次炸山就炸出来很多好的东西。
This time, the mountain will be blown up, and a lot of good things will come out.
后来他就携着这些东西。
Later, he took these things with him.
就南下，到了深圳。
I have arrived in Shenzhen.
什么南下到了深圳？
What's going on in Shenzhen?
其实在深圳搞古玩的人都知道。
Actually, the person who knows about antique trading in Shenzhen is actually
2010年到2014-15年
from 2010 to 2014-15
那几年是深圳全国古玩收藏热。
Those years were the years of the national craze for antique collecting in Shenzhen.
这是第一。
This is the first.
第二点呢?
The second point is
深圳南山靠近香港。
Shenzhen, Nanshan District is near Hong Kong.
靠近整个国际。
Close to the whole world.
然后呢,又不像北京这边管得那么严。
Then it's not as strictly regulated as here in Beijing.
深圳南山有很多这种城中村。
There are many such urban villages in Nanshan District, Shenzhen.
据说这些交易当时啊，这些会所还有这种仓库交易。
It is said that at that time, these clubs and warehouses also had such transactions.
这些回流货。
These returned goods.
这些不能见的。
These are invisible.
他们的交易额一天都几百万，甚至更高。
Their daily transaction volume is in the millions or even higher.
交易额比深圳罗湖古玩城还要火爆。
More popular than the Liu Jiao antique market in Shenzhen.
我就没赶上那。
I missed it.
好时候。
Those good times.
我是2013年年底来到了深圳。
I arrived in Shenzhen at the end of 2013.
我们再回到这个故事。
Let's go back to this story.
他就带着这些东西来到了深圳。
He brought these things to Shenzhen.
南山租了一个仓库。
Nanshan rented a warehouse.
就开始找买家。
Start looking for buyers.
挤来挤往的。
Pushing and shoving.
就认识了深圳当地，深圳南山当地的一对古玩行的夫妇。
I met a couple from a local antique shop in Shenzhen, South China.
他们就是专门就是这种。
They are specifically designed for this purpose.
第一是二道贩子。
First, there are second-hand dealers.
也是从古玩城摆摊出身的。
He also came from a stall in the antique market.
看这个山西的这人，货真老，有货。
Here's a person from Shanxi. They are real.
而且关键这个山西这个人啊，年轻，他老实，技术呢。
And also, the key point is that this person from Shanxi province is young, honest, and has good technical skills.
他说你负责提供货。
He said you are responsible for providing the goods.
我们负责帮你卖，负责给你牵线、拼缝、中介。
We are responsible for helping you sell and connecting buyers and sellers, acting as intermediaries.
或者说倒卖倒卖这些。他们就是合作，合作了有几年。
Or they are cooperating with each other by buying and selling.
那其实面对金钱和利益。
Actually, when it comes to money and benefits.
尤其是这对南山的这对夫妇。
Especially for the couple from Nanshan.
嘴甜心狠压榨真的。
Really cooperate with the ruthless Tan.
有几年之后呢?
A few years later.
那这个悲剧是怎么发生的呢?
So how did this tragedy happen?
就是2014年。
In 2014.
据说是2014年快过年。
It is said that it was around the end of 2014.
那时候天还偏冷。
It was still cold at that time.
这个男主，山西的这个男主，就到了南山。
This male protagonist arrived at Nanchen, which is in Shaanxi.
这对夫妇俩的仓库。
The couple's warehouse.
加上这个仓库的帮手。
With the help of this warehouse.
三个人全部灭门。
Three people were all murdered.
灭门之后的。
After the face is wiped.
非常冷静。
He was very calm.
收拾好现场。
Clean up the scene.
就直接报警
call the police directly
口述所有的一切全部承认自己就一命抵三命
admit everything and I'll give you three lives
那警察记者就问他
the police reporter then asked him
你是为什么有这个杀人动机
what is the motive for your murder
他就说这几年他们压榨
he said that they had been exploiting them for years
我就是抢我的货
I'm stealing my stuff
卖我的货
Sell my goods
不跟我结款
Don't make a payment with me
结款结得慢结得又少
Slow to settle, slow to pay
他说我真的很急用钱
He said I really need money urgently
他说怎么急用钱
He said that he needed money urgently
他说他从山西来的时候
He said that when he came from Shaanxi,
他就是带着
he brought it with him.
他说我两个小孩双胞胎
He said that I have two children, twins.
两个男孩子双胞胎重度自闭症
Two boys, twins with severe autism.
他的日常的生活就很枯燥
His daily life was very boring.
山西拿货串货到了
I have received the goods from Shaanxi.
深圳交给别人去卖货。
Tianjin entrusts others to sell goods.
他自己是也是自己卖货。
He is also selling his own goods.
就这样。
That's it.
然后回到家就照顾两个小孩。
Then go home and take care of the two children. Well.
他的这个妻子因为接受不了生活的压力。
His wife, due to her inability to cope with the pressures of life.
就是在山西的时候。
That is, when you are in Shaanxi.
就分开，就离婚了。
Separated, divorced, and now remarried.
就这样的。
That's it. Well.
他说这几年在深圳南山的这对夫妇压榨他的货，扣。
He said that in the past few years, the couple in Nanchen, Shenzhen, had been exploiting him for his goods.
他的货款不及时结款。
He hasn't paid his bill on time.
他说我实在是没有办法了。
He said I really have no way out.
他说我两个小孩等着用钱。
He said that my two children are waiting for the money.
他说马上过年了。
He said,That the spring festival is coming soon.
也不想这两个小孩过年没有人照顾。
I don't want these two children to spend the new year without anyone taking care of them.
没有钱。
No money.
没用，医院催钱催得严。
The hospital is very strict about collecting money.
他就是实在是那次这次交易就是憋不住了。
He was really holding back during that transaction.
没忍住就下了。
I couldn't resist.
忍受。这个事情在深圳古玩。
This matter of Ruthless is related to antiques in Shenzhen.
好像古玩圈其实还是流传的很广的。
It seems that the antique market is still very popular.
其实讲那么多。
Actually, all this is just a lot of talk.
这个最有宿命感的是什么事情
？What is the most fateful thing?
这对夫妇压榨这个山西理工男的这个夫妇。
This couple is exploiting this engineer from Shaanxi.
他们两个人为什么一直压榨
？Why do they always squeeze each other?
他为什么不给他结款
？Why didn't he pay him?
这些都是。说白了都是些见不得天的钱。
These are in essence all kinds of money that people don't want to talk about.
还有一些脏钱。
There are still dirty money.
记者采访之后才发现。
After interviewing the reporter,
才知道。
Found out.
原来这对深圳的夫妇
Originally, this was a couple from Shenzhen.
他们也有一对双胞胎
They also have a pair of twins.
两个女孩双胞胎据说也是重度自闭症
Two girls, twins, are said to have severe autism.
有人说是白血病
Some say it's leukemia.
也是很重症
Also very serious.
需要用钱
Need money.
所以呢，这对夫妇挣到的钱就拿去给小孩治病。
So the couple used their earnings to pay for their child's medical expenses.
就不经常给他结款。
I don't often pay him.
也不知道这两个小孩，他们不知道两个小孩都是重症。
I don't know if these two children are aware that they both have the disease.
他们彼此应该都不知道。
They should not know each other.
总之呢，就是这种宿命论，就是这种。
In short, this is a fatalistic view.
他说
，He said,
因为两方的家庭
，Because of the two families,
两个父亲都是为了给小孩治病，去干一些见不得光的、灰色的、游走。
Both fathers were engaged in some shady dealings to raise money for their child's treatment.
在这种非法的这种行业里面，都抵了命，命苦的人。
In this illegal industry, there are many people who have suffered a lot.
四个小孩都还在世上。
Four children are still alive.
据说最让人毛骨悚然的一件事情就是，这个记者采访完这个就是自首。
It is said that the most frightening thing is that after this reporter interviewed him, he immediately confessed.
这个人之后
This person,
他又去深挖了这件事情
He dug deeper into the matter.
据说啊，这两家人的两个双胞胎
It is said that the two families have twins.
山西理工男是一对双胞胎儿子
The sons of a male engineer from Shaanxi.
深圳南山的这对夫妇是双胞胎女儿。
The couple in Nanshan, Shenzhen, are twin daughters.
这四个小孩都是同一天生的。
These four children were born on the same day.
都是重度自闭症。
All are severely autistic.
真的讲到这里，就会大家会觉得头一发麻。
When we get to this point, people will feel overwhelmed.
我每次想到我也这个事情。
Me, every time I think about this.
我这里没有公开的报道。
There are no public reports here.
但是大家去查。
But let's check.
其实也能找到蛛丝马迹。
Actually, you can find clues.
真的这种宿命感。
This really gives me a sense of destiny.
其实我想讲什么也没有什么想讲。这个行业
Actually, I don't have anything to say about this industry.
我觉得人啊，我经常觉得人都很苦。
I often feel that people are suffering.
不知道你们怎么看待这件事情。
I don't know how you all feel about this.